Today, March 9th, is the feast day of the Mother Teresa of the 14th century, and that was St. Francis of Rome. And she's a wonderful saint for Lent because she really embodies in her life all that we should be doing during Lent, which is works of mercy, prayer, and penance. So St. Francis of Rome was born in the year 1384 into a very wealthy Roman aristocracy. As a young girl, she felt called to religious life, but her parents objected and arranged a marriage for her at the young age of 13. So don't let any of the teenagers get any ideas here, right? But her marriage actually lasted for 40 years. And they say during this 40-year marriage, she never once quarreled with her husband. And we call that a first-class miracle. So I'm sure it helped her canonization. So as a wife, she was virtuous, beautiful. She was industrious, prayerful. And she, along with her sister and sister-in-law, would establish a group of women that would go out and take care of the poor. This was a very difficult time for the church, because there was not only the authentic pope, but there was an anti-pope as well. And there were much political upheaval. Some people supported the pope, some people supported the anti-pope. There were civil wars fought over this. Her husband supported the legitimate pope. Because of that, they had their house burned to the ground. They lost all their possessions, but she continued to persevere. She and her husband had two sons and a daughter. The plague swept through Italy, killing two of her three children she lost when they were young due to the plague. So she had her hardships, not only losing all her property and possessions, her home, but also two of her three children dying rather young. She continued to be faithful to God. She used her money to help the poor and the suffering. She would go begging door to door to get money for the poor and the victims of the plague. She and her sister and sister-in-law started a soup kitchen. Later on, she turned her own house into a hospital to nurse the sick during the plague. This group of women that she founded became known as the Benedictine Oblates. At this time, she still lived at home with her husband, but 7 years later, he died, and so she joined this order of women as a simple novice. Even though everybody knew that she was the foundress, she never wanted that title. She simply wanted to serve the Lord. So she continued to do this until she died at the age of 76 in the year 1440. So we see in this remarkable woman how she fulfilled the duties of her state in life as first a wife and a mother, and then as a religious sister and foundress, and her great love of God and great love of the poor. Again, she was really the Mother Teresa of her century. And one unique thing is that she had such a close relationship with her guardian angel that for 23 years during her life, she could see and converse with her guardian angel. So again, a wonderful saint for you to learn more about this great saint, St. Francis of Rome. Pray for us.